Hello, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hope you guys are having a good weekend. Veterans Day is just right around the corner. That's Monday. And I just want to start out just thanking all the men and women that have paid the price. It could just have been leaving their families for a period of time and going to a foreign country and to fight for my freedom. It could be the ones that didn't make it back. The blood that was shed so we could have the freedom that we have in America. And to me, that's a beautiful thing. And I want to thank all my vets out there for just paying the sacrifice so I could have freedom. One thing's really close to my heart are vets. And my opinion, we don't take good care of our vets like we should. They serve our country. They pay that price. Me, I don't think they need to worry about anything else. Especially when those that are retired. They shouldn't have to worry. Their needs should all be kept. And they shouldn't have to worry about nothing. But my heart goes out to all the vets. And I look at the numbers on the our military and the suicide rates. And it's like 2023 or something like that. Too many in one day commit suicide, and that really breaks my heart. And that's another thing I have, is the suicide rates are too high in our country, and they're growing, and our military population is growing too. So, you know, be in prayer for our veterans, be in prayer for our military. And as all year long, we should, if we see a vet, just not on Veterans Day, even through the whole year, the 365 or 364 days, we encounter somebody that served for our country, take a moment just to say hi. Tell them that you love them and God loves them, and whatever comes to your mind, you know, let, of course, the Holy Spirit lead you in that time. Just always be thankful that there's men and women that will serve our country, that will protect our rights. And in other countries, they don't have it. To just be able to get here up here and to preach the gospel and to claim a gospel from my online platform to my going to a church platform. Other countries, other preachers in countries, and just Christians alone in other countries are being persecuted severely for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to read some numbers to you about all the persecution that happens in other countries. We got 215 million Christians experience high levels of persecution worldwide. That's horrible. And that's 1 in 12 Christians experience persecution, including death, rape, imprisonment, forced marriage, and physical violence. That's a lot. That's a lot, guys. And we should be in prayer for us and our brothers and sisters in other countries that are being persecuted to extremes. So we're going to continue in this sermon series I'm preaching on the armor of God. And if you're just catching up on this get a podcast or MP3 player reading, you go back up to the a few sermons up, and it begins at the invisible war. And what I'm doing is I'm reading through Ephesians every day. Or not every day, but every... Well, I probably look at it every day because it's probably some of my favorite passages in the Bible, because I'm a hardcore believer that we're in a spiritual war that is raging, and it's increasing intensification day by day, month by month, year by year. And what I'm doing is I'm reading through Ephesians 6, and I'm reading 10 through 18. And these are, to me, are some of my favorite passages in the Bible. The armor of God is very important to have on us. If we don't have that armor, we're acceptable to all the deception and lies that the enemy can hit us with. And those are increasing tremendously in our nation. So what I'll do is I'm going to read through Ephesians 6. And that is 10 through 18. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and all taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereof, with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. You guys will bow with me. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord, just thanking you for the opportunity for me to preach the gospel, Lord, to whoever that may want to hear it out there, and whoever that may stumble up on this broadcast, that I speak the words that you have me to speak. It's only you, Lord, that guides and directs my steps in preaching the gospel. There's nothing to do with me. I'm just a humble servant. I'm a nobody, hoping somebody will hear it and it will, that because of the words, the scriptures I just read, no matter how poorly I may try to explain it, your words will not go void. Pray, Lord, there's anybody out there that's needing salvation, that are needing you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you open their hearts to you, Lord, that the truth of the gospel is revealed to them. Lord, I pray, Lord, for our nation, this time of chaos and hate that's growing rapidly. I pray that you be with us in this time. I pray for our brothers and sisters in this third world country suffering for the gospel, not having the freedoms that we have in the United States, Lord. And I want to thank you for all our veterans that are alive, Lord, and for the sacrifice they paid for us. And the ones that didn't make it in the families they left behind, God, I pray you be with them, Lord. One's in the past, and one's in the present, and one's in the future, Lord. You know everything is going on, and we just know that our freedom was paid with a cost to live in a nation where we can have a freedom to speak your word of God. God, I want to thank you for the sacrifice that you also made, Lord, that you sent your son down here to die for our sins. The blood that was spilt on Calvary, the healing power of that blood, that to and when we accept this and believe this and confess that you are our Lord, and that you sent your son, and that he died and he rose, and it changes our lives tremendously, and our minds are set on the cross. We are not the same. We are different. We're made new. And the old ways no longer feel appealing. That's how we know that we're truly accepted into your heart, that we truly accept you, that we have truly accepted you into our heart when we are changed and the old ways are no more. Lord, I want to pray that you be with me as I give the word out to whoever may want to hear it, and that it finds lodging in their heart and fire in their soul to go out there and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, last week we went over the truth, the Lawrence Garnt about the truth, and a little recap on that. That's the truth of the gospel. It holds everything together. In other words, we use the truth to hold everything together and to be honest with ourselves about the truth, who we really are, and who Jesus is to us. Because Jesus is the only way. He's the only truth. He's only the real fact. He's the fundamental cornerstone that holds everything together. So once you accept Jesus into your heart, the truth that enters you will hold everything else together. So all these other pieces of armor follow after the fundamental truth, and that is why it's listed first. Paul went to explain also another piece of the armor, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And he speaks of the breastplate of righteousness. I don't know if you guys were too familiar with the... And once again, Paul was using stuff that was... that his audience could get their head around, that they could grasp. And he's talking about the Romans breastplate here. And if you go and you Google and you take a peek and you start looking out, and I encourage you, there's a lot of information. Go in there and look at what a Roman breastplate. Get pictures. Look at the pictures. And this is what the Roman breastplate was. And usually it was made of bronze. Or it was a more, if it was a more higher soldier, it was a chainmail. It covered, of course, the midsection. And then some. And just below the neck to the thighs. So it was covering, I don't know if you, you watch some Roman soldiers, I think the Gladiator, they kind of show that, so it gives you an idea. But you go on and you look at Roman breastplate, that will, and you'll see pictures of what they wore. And Paul was trying to get a visual, to create a visual, a picture of what the breastplate would look like. And he took that, and then he added breastplate of righteousness to it. I was looking at this and thinking of things that I just started thinking of a bulletproof vest. Most of us really know, we can really get our head around what a bulletproof vest is, and it guards our, you know, from our neck down to our midsection. When somebody is shooting at you with regular bullets, they have some bullets now that can go through a bulletproof vest, but it protects your vital organs, especially up to your chest, down to your stomach area. It's still, I've read stories, it still hurts when you get shot, but it stops the bullet from penetrating vital organs. Interesting thing about the breastplate, and they were also, back in the Romans times, they would call this a heart protector. And to me, that's the heart protector. You know, the Bible talks about the heart quite a few times. But before we go into the heart, I want to go into it protects your heart, basically. But it's a breastplate of righteousness. You see, when we accept Jesus into our lives, we accept that truth. We don't have one thing about salvation is we don't deserve it. We can't do it on our own. It's a gift from God. It's a free gift, but it costs God everything. You see, when God sent His Son down here to die for our sins, for the whole world, that is our present, past, and future sins. When He was scourged, literally whooped to death, with His flesh dangling off His back, and the blood loss along, and then they force Him to carry that cross up to Calvary, and then they nailed His hand, both hands, with spikes, railroad spikes. If you're ever seeing a railroad spikes, you can look it up. It's about, you know, anywhere 4 to 6, 8 inches spikes, and they nailed them into His feet too, and then they raised Him up on the cross. And if you really look at the crucifixion, how the Romans were experts in crucifixion, it was a very painful, and to me today is probably one of the most, still the most painful ways to die, I think. And He did that all for us, because we didn't have the capability of doing that. Only what was promised in the Old Testament, that He would send His Son to us so He could die. And because of that, our sins can be forgiven. And Isaiah 64, tells us here, let's see. Isaiah 64:6 tells us, but we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we will fade as leaf, and our iniquities, the sin like the wind, have taken us away. You know, Isaiah tells us our righteousness before a holy and righteous God is nothing but filthy rags. And if you look up the word filthy rags, it's basically used tampons. That is our righteousness before God. Our righteousness is nothing. It's only we receive a borrowed robe of righteousness from God. It's only through God that the breastplate of righteousness is applied, because of what His Son did for us. And because we have that truth, and we have now, because of that truth that Jesus died, now we have the breastplate of righteousness. And the righteousness is there to protect our heart from all the attacks that the enemy can wage on us. Our heart is a very important part of our body. If you really think how important the heart is, your heart, when your heart doesn't function right, your whole body don't function right. Your mind don't function right. Your hands don't function right. Your feet don't function right. The heart is very critical. And Jesus speaks about heart, your heart. And He moved in others to speak about how important one's heart is. One scripture, if you look at Proverbs 4:23, it tells us, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it is the issues of life. They're telling us here, we should guard our heart. And Paul's telling you, because you have accepted Jesus into your heart, you have His borrowed robe of righteousness, you have that breastplate of righteousness that protects you from the war that is raging around us. In this Proverbs 4:23, it said, "For out of the issues of life, the heart cries." It's a heart issue. I know you heard that saying. It's really a heart issue. You know, Paul also tells us that we have to believe with our heart. And what the enemy wants to do, he wants to try to destroy that the heart of the gospel, the heart of Jesus. And he wants to deceive each and every one of anybody that he can. When we're waging this war, we can't do it on our own. We need Jesus. Jesus is the truth. He provides us protection to protect our heart from all the penetrating lies that the devil can give us. You know, one of the lies that has rocked me to my core in the past is, you're not really a child of God. You don't deserve love. You know, you start hearing the lies, you start believing. And the truth of the matter is, God loves us more than we can even imagine. See, the Satan don't bother me with those lies. He don't affect my heart because I know that God sent his son because he loved us so much. He loved me so much that he didn't want us to perish and go to hell. You know, that's the big thing. He loves us. And when you let the enemy sit there and try to rip that from you, he's affecting your heart. Yes, I know I'm not good enough. That's why God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Because I was not good enough. Because he did that, I have all the equipment. I have all the tools. I have the breastplate of righteousness. I can apply that truth through the righteousness of Jesus Christ to say, Satan, get behind me. You don't own me. You can't take that away from me. You see, the Satan wants to put you in that corner. He wants to just keep hitting you with lies, leaving you hopeless. You know, in Proverbs 2, it tells us, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. That's another kind of look at that Proverbs 4:23. I think that's the NIV version of it. And then if you look at 1 John 3:21, John tells us, Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. John's here trying to tell us that don't let Satan attack your heart. And I know if you look in the Bible, you hear what's hardened the hearts. You start hardening your hearts and you start believing the lies that Satan has fed you, and your heart starts just going to a different area. You know, that's why I say it, the issues of life. The heart flows the issues of life. Everything in your life, from working, from marriage, from just interaction with your family. Just think about it. You're at work, right? And you're stressed out. And the devil's like, you know what? Just quit your job. You don't need it. And you're believing those lies in your heart's like, oh, I don't want to. I don't want to do this no more. But you start losing focus. If Satan's fighting you so hard about leaving that job, there is something going on that you're not aware of, that God wants you to be right there. That's the issue of life. And you guard your heart with a breastplate of righteousness. You say, I'm here for a reason. God has put me in this place for a reason. You hit Satan with that breastplate of righteousness, that application from the fundamental fact, truth. I am a child of God. I'm here for a reason. And start praying and start seeking God. The God and direct you on what you need to do in that job. Maybe there's somebody that needs to hear the gospel. Maybe there's somebody that's hopeless there that needs to hear something. A smile on your face, a step in your, I see many of my brothers and sisters at work, and they got a frown on their face. What is that telling to that lost person? They're supposed to want what we got. We should have a joy that's unspeakable. Our joy should be in Jesus. And because Jesus has given us everything, yes, we have to suffer to a degree on this earth, but it's only temporary compared to eternity. That should put a smile on your face, whatever you're going through. I get it, brothers and sisters. It gets hard. Life can kick you in the teeth and leave you there hopeless. I've been there, and I pray I don't go there again, but if I do, I'm hoping that I have my mindset right, and I pray that the Lord guides and directs me to guide me through that darkness. The breastplate of righteousness is very important, as all of these are. We need to make sure we have it on. We need to make sure the enemy is not deceiving our hearts. That our hearts are focused, centered on Jesus. Going into the week, Sunday morning, I pray, Lord, that whoever's listened to this, that they just Sunday morning to make it to the Sunday classes, Sunday services, and night services, and you just from here to tomorrow, and then you just pull from that, and then you just go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that you just push forward and show people just by your actions. You don't really have to say much, but when you're doing your actions, people are going to ask. So one follows the other. They'll see you're different, and somebody will want to inquire about it. I know they've done it to me and still do it, so it can be done. When we live our life different than what the world perceives it, people will want to know what you got. They're going to want to know what you got. And as I end this message, I want you to kind of take that home. I want you to put that into your heart. When you walk out, even Sunday, there might be quite a few that it's in your church that is not truly saved. Be that light. Be that. If they have a question, I can answer it for you. Or have a coffee with them and break down the real issues. As you begin your work week Monday or throughout the week, I don't know if you're working today. Just be prepared. And that's what this whole thing is about, the armor of God. We get the truth. We get the breastplate of righteousness. Next week, we'll talk about the other section. But today, I just want you to get this. Truth. That is the gospel. That is the whole thing that holds you together. I am a child of God. Nobody can take that away from me. Then you look at the breastplate of righteousness. I have the breastplate of righteousness. This is because I'm a child of God. I have the Holy Spirit inside me. I have that righteousness because it's from Jesus, not me. Because my righteousness is nothing but filthy rags to a holy God. It's only through Jesus Christ I have that, and have that power living inside me that I can say, hey. I can answer questions. I can apply the truth through the Holy Spirit that lives inside me. Because when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive Jesus. Literally, Jesus is living inside each and every one of His believers. So, just that's the take-home message there, brothers and sisters. If you guys will bow with me, we'll pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, just thanking you for just being in our presence. We're lifting our hearts up to you and say, protect our heart, Lord. We know through your sacrifice, the Holy Spirit that lives inside us, when we truly accept you into our heart, we have that breastplate of righteousness about us. That protects our heart from all the issues of life when we're being pounded with it. We counter with the truth, Lord. Truth holds everything together. Lord, I want to thank all the sacrifices for this that our veterans made for this country, so we can live in peace, that we can be able to go to church on Sundays, and we can carry our Bibles around in public and not be murdered. Lord, I want to thank you once again just for your Son that you sent down for it to die for our sins. Thank you for the holy sacrifice, Lord. Lord, I pray that if anybody that's here that is in need of you, Lord, that they just reach out to you, Lord. They reach out to me if they need to. Everything I have on my website is contact. They can contact me, Lord. They need to understand anything about salvation. Or you send somebody their way where they're at. And at Walmart, at any other store, Lord, they've been at a gas station. That you send a true messenger of God there to speak to them if they need to hear it. Heavenly Father, just once again, just be with us today, Lord. And God, and direct our steps to show this world that we're different. And we pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. I love you, brothers and sisters. And you guys have a blessed rest of the day. A wonderful and blessed Sunday.